Hey there. I'm a big fan of yours, adventurer. You don't need to ready your sword. I really just want to be with you. I mean in you. I mean inside. I mean get closer to you. I really do admire you. You're the strongest and coolest of all the adventurers that there is. Yes, of course I really mean that. You are amazing. Skilled with the sword, smart as a fox, and a true gentleman as well. How do I know? Well, doesn't everyone know about you? You were the talk of the forest, that's for sure. Yes, all the elves, the goblins, orcs, trolls, spirits, they all know about you. Most of them fear you, though, which is stupid and unfair. I tell them all the time about how great you are, but they don't listen to me at all. Especially these goblins. Such big heads, and yet so little inside of them. You, on the other hand. I bet your brain is big and juicy. The brain of a great thinker, for sure. Yes. I live in the forest. I mean, a slime like myself can't just wander into the city and get a house. And to be fair, most humans are just annoying. You are not annoying, obviously. Quite the opposite, actually. You're so stunning, even more from up close than from a distance. Yes. You see, I might have tried to keep up with you on your adventures. At first, it was just by chance you were fighting these ugly harpies while I was looking for something to eat. When I saw you for the first time, the way you swung your blade, striking them down one after the other, it was so incredible. You look so cool, stunning, amazing. I knew I had to support you with all I got. But I was just a small little slime, weak and useless. So I started to absorb herbs. Over the time, my body itself became infused with the herbs, and I am now able to heal wounds just by touching them. I know that no one could ever beat you, my dear adventurer. But it would be foolish to not prepare for something going wrong in the future, or some nasty creature ambushing you when you least expect it. When I'm always just slugging after you, I won't be able to help you in time, is what I'm scared of. So I thought that if you wouldn't mind, maybe, just maybe, I could come with you in your adventures. I can shrink myself. I can easily just sit on your shoulder. Or you can even store me away, put me in your backpack, tie me up, squeeze me. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I don't want something happening to you, adventurer. Even if I can't help you out in combat, I will do my best to support you the best way possible. Yes, my slime does heal wounds. I am very proud about that. Do you want to see a demonstration of it? I don't want to brag, but I can heal anything, as long as there's no vital wound. Please, if you're not happy with my skills, I will wander back into the forest, and you will never see me again. But please give me a chance. I promise you I won't be a bother. I won't slow you down, I swear. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, do you have a wound from yesterday's adventure? How did I know you were on an adventure yesterday? I saw you enter the forest yesterday morning and just assumed you'd been on your way to the next adventure. The next quest. Was I wrong? I wasn't? Then, returning to my question, do you have a wound from back then? A cut above your eye? Oh, really? To think these filthy monsters would even dare touch a face as beautiful as yours. Not that I think that there could be anything that would make you look anything less handsome, of course. Yes? I mean that. Yes, you look great. You always do. So, will you let me take a look at that wound? Thank you. Just stay still. And... Don't exhaust yourself, darling. There is no use. I'm already inside you. You absorbed me into your body through your skin. I'm already in your brain. And oh my, it is so exciting in here. All these thoughts you're having right now, it's no use, darling. You can try as much as you want. You won't break out of this. Right now, I am basically a part of your body. Oh, a dream come true. From inside your body is even more perfect than I could have ever imagined. And here I thought you could not increase perfect. But there you are. So, darling... Let us have some fun, okay? Please calm down. It's so noisy inside your head when you're constantly trying to break free. So listen closely and stop struggling, okay? Good boy. Good boy. You see, right now, you think of me as a parasite. You think there has to be a way to get out of this situation. First of all, what do I have to do to make you look my way? I'm not too bad looking for a slime girl, if I do say so myself. Second of all, the body of a slime is basically 95% water. Thanks to that, it is simple for us slimes to be absorbed. Most of the time, it has a disadvantage. Being careful not to You wouldn't believe how many times slimes have dissolved themselves on accident. But right now, thanks to this easy, absorbable body of mine, And not just in your body, darling. I'm really inside of you. In your cells. Mostly in your cute brain cells. Currently, I mean. Yes, I can move around as much as I want in here. Why? Feeling embarrassed? You're so cute. I'm already inside, darling. No need to feel embarrassed. I already know every inch and little crook of your body, and I love every bit of you. You're just too wonderful. Why are you not happy? I will not tolerate you being all grumpy. Not on our first day together. Maybe all of this is happening too fast for you to comprehend. But you won't ruin this for us, you hear me? I just have to play around with your brain for a while, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with me in no time. You will love me, darling. Oh, you will fall in love with me. I will be on your mind at all times. Even when I leave your brain, of course. At night, you won't be able to sleep without me.
Just more fear, huh?